Hello and welcome. I'm Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you a wrap of this week's insurance news. Here's what's happened around the industry in Australia this week. Our first story focuses on the increasing pressure on Australia's life insurance sector due to a surge in mental health claims. Mental health issues are now the top cause for total and permanent disability claims, accounting for almost a third of all claims, according to the Council of Australian Life Insurers, or CALI. In just 4 years, we've seen an astonishing 700% increase in claims for Australians in their 30s. As a response, insurers are being urged to readjust their offerings, and consumers need to embrace the change, understanding that there can be adjustments in policy terms and premiums. Moving on, we now turn to the legal sector. In an unfolding case, Shine lawyers have filed a class action lawsuit against Rest Superannuation, claiming wrongful deduction of income protection premiums. These allegations pertain to deductions from up to 500,000 members spanning over a decade, between December 2008 and June 2019. This underscores the importance of transparency and informed consent in super fund management. While Rest Super defends its stance, it is always a good reminder for members to review their accounts regularly to ensure coverage remains suitable. Transitioning to regulatory news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, known as ASIC, has begun legal proceedings against RAC Insurance over alleged misleading premium notices. Accusations include inflating previous premium amounts and understating real premium hikes in policy renewals, affecting a broad spectrum from home to pet policies. Transparency and customer trust forms the core of this issue. ASIC stresses on the potential harm to misled customers, especially in the current economic climate. Lastly, for our boating enthusiasts, there's a wave of optimism with the launch of Marinex Underwriting, a new player in Australia's marine insurance realm. This specialized agency, backed by Lloyd's and Canopius, comes as the third launch from the Rhodian Group. Their product suite will range from cargo and carriers to commercial hull and marine liability coverage. An exciting development to look forward to indeed. That brings us to the end of this week's Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, and on behalf of Financial Services Online, remember to check our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for the latest on personal and business insurance. Stay informed, stay insured, and see you next Saturday with more from the world of insurance.